We judge, we judge, we judge. It's amazing how much we judge each other. If you were to take a personal survey, and I would encourage you to do that, it might surprise you as to how much judging is going on in our lives. We judge just about everything and everybody. There are people we all know who judge first and ask questions later. This is in the same style as that sentiment from many a movie, shoot first and ask questions later. We all know the outcome of when someone shoots first. Rarely is it a pleasant ending. There's essentially the same result when we judge first before asking questions. And let it be noted that even in what may appear to be a series of reasonable questions and concerns, we may be still operating under this judging mode. We are so conditioned to judging and assessing that it's not apparent to us when we do this. It's just a normal way of operating. And we don't know of any other way to be. We don't know of any other way to operate. We're really good at critiquing, but rarely, quite rarely, do we inquire about how a person is doing, or, more importantly, how can we contribute to them to make things better? When we are judging, which is most of the time, it's really more about us. Judging is a form of self-validation at the expense of another. Some folks are so transparent in their process of judging and critiquing that you can almost hear their glee when their theories or their point is actually proven. When they can demonstrate that who they're judging or assessing is not up to par or has a deficit, you can almost hear the happiness in their voice. It's really sad. Rarely do we pave the way for the greatness of the other to show up. There is this compassionate saying that's been around for a while, and we've all heard it or may know it, but it goes like this. It says, if they knew better, they would do better. If they knew better, they would do better. We've forgotten how to be compassionate. Our process of judging is, unfortunately, for the sole purpose of being right. And that process of being right is killing people off. Our personal attachment to winning at the expense of others is killing the vitality in other folks. We may win, but at what price? What's the cost? Think about it. Rarely do we check in on how our behaviors of judging are impacting others, especially our families. Rarely do we check in on others just to see how they are doing and what they might need, especially in the areas where we know we can provide contribution. If the for-profit sector is about competition, then maybe the nonprofit sector is about collaboration. That's where that whole dynamic of holding back and checking in work. You know, it works under that context. While that's a nice and simple way to look at things, for-profit, not-for-profit, competition, collaboration, it's really a trick scenario. It's actually inaccurate. Regardless of the sector, collaboration is essential everywhere. We judge people rather than love people. Is it that we don't know how to love? Is it that we don't know how to dispense it? Is it that we don't know how to receive it? Are we challenged in how to be generous and giving? Are we operating under a context of, well, I have mine, so good luck in getting yours? If that's the context, nobody wins. The scripture says, judge not, lest you be judged. That comes from Matthew 7:1. This is often read as a charge to not judge others, as a way to actually not have assessments against others. But let's take it a step further. Let's look at it in a slightly different way. What if you were being subjected to the same sort of judgments that you are placing on others? Would you be able to survive your own standards of judgment? Not necessarily in low areas or areas of low standards or low bars. No. Under your own conditions and shortcomings, would you be able to make the grade in terms of the judgment context that you impose on others? If your answer is yes, then I would say that you may not be taking an honest look at things. And further, the point is more about how to infuse compassion into all of these situations, how to introduce compassion rather than judgments. So what is one to do instead? Here are a few things to try on. First, be beneficent. Beneficent, according to dictionary.com, it's an adjective. And it means doing good or causing good to be done, conferring benefits, kindly in action or purpose. Another thing to try on, number two, Matthew 7:1. Judge not, lest you be judged. Just like we mentioned a few short minutes ago, if you were subject to your own standard of judgments, would you pass muster? And so the question, the challenge becomes how to give up the whole context of judging and take on contribution. And then the third thing to look at comes from Matthew 7:12. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now, remember we were talking about judge, lest not you be judged. Your standard of judgment, would you pass muster? Well, when we look at the golden rule, let's sort of shift it. What works in terms of contribution for you? How would you like to be contributed to? What works for you? What operates in the place of judgment that is actually contribution? What makes a difference? And so, when we put that scripture, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, into that context, what works for you? Find out what works for others. What makes a difference with you? Find out what makes a difference with others. Because as we all know, when folks know better, they do better. And so with that being said, my hope, my thought, my prayer is that today, after listening to this, you know a little bit better. And so therefore, if you know better, God bless.